The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf is being studied. Today's daf is being studied in Fuash Shlema. Miki Ben Jamie, Ella Refanador, Fatadush Fatagufa, Tokabakhino, Soman Amar Amen. We begin today's daf in the Dalra Mudishon. We're starting with the words Ezeun Ni'aibad. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. Okay, discussion over here is Avodah Zarah that was worshipped by somebody else other than the owner of the Avodah Zarah. The owner worshipped Avodah Zarah, of course he could osir it. Question is, if another goy came along and worshipped his friend's Avodah Zarah, can he osir it before it became asur? Gemara, Tana, let's say you have an animal. Ni'ibad. What is Ni'ibad? You worship the animal, it becomes asur. That's the law. Can't use it for mizbeah. We learned already. Bal hayim cannot become asur b'hana'a for idiot. Bal hayim cannot become asur, even though it was the goy worshiped with Avodah Zarah. But you cannot bring it as a korban on the mizbeah. Once they worship Avodah Zarah, it's not nice to bring it as a korban on the mizbeah. So Yomara says, Ni'ibad, shelo, if the goy himself owned it and he worshipped it, asur. Asur what? To bring as a korban. Shel havero mutar. But if he bowed down to his friend's animal, he cannot osir his friend's animal. And therefore it's mutar laklimo. You can bring it as a korban. You cannot osir your friend's object against his will. Udmini, we have a contradiction. Ezehu ni'ibad. What's the case over here that's ni'ibad? Where the Torah was osedit to bring it in the Beit HaMikdash. Kol she'ovdim oto. Any animal that they worship. Ben b'shogeg, ben b'mizid, ben b'ones, ben b'rason. Doesn't matter how they worship it. By mistake, on purpose, by force, by will. That's what it says. Hay ones hechidame. What do you mean by force? Lav kegon de'anaz be'emat avero v'shtahavala. Which means, must be, you took your friend's animal by force against his will, you bow down to it. That's honest. I mean, the guy's screaming, hey, that's my animal, I'm taking it over. So what do you see over here? So if you worship your friend's animal, so it's all said it. That's the case of honest. Okay, what else is, who told you to learn like that? Amar Rabbi Bar Hama, lo. Kegon she'anasu ovdik kavim mishtahabal lebehem to dide. He forced the goy to bow down to his own animal. The goy didn't want to bow down to it. Came and asked, hey, if you don't bow down, I'm going to kill you. To his own animal. Therefore, if he bows down to it, it's going to be asur. But you have no idea that if you bow down to somebody else's animal, that the animal is going to become asur. Matkif la Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera has a question. What are you talking about? If that's the case, honest, rachamana patre. We know a general rule. If something is done under duress, one by honest, the Torah is potated. How do you know that? From the case of Na'ara Morasa, Dikhtiv Le'Na'ara, Lo Ta'ase Damar. That's a case that they have Eshet Ish. Eshet Ish is Zinta that committed Znut, so she's Hayevet Mita, because she does it willingly. However, if let's say she was raped, Ne'insa, she couldn't save herself in such a case, so the boy is chayav, the guy who did the avon is chayav. But clearly the pasuk says, "Vilenaara lo taase davar." You don't do anything to her because she couldn't save herself. So what do you learn from over here? That anything that's considered maase ones, the Torah does not obligate. So therefore, this guy over here, he bowed down to his animal against his will, by force, he's honest. You tell me he can't bring it as a korban? Why? Honest rachmana patre. It was against his will. He didn't, he was a circumstance. He couldn't protect himself. Now all the poskim over here have the same question. You know, what's the analogy? The very bizera of honest rachmana patre shayach gam b'meklishir avodah zara be'honest. Timuhim. Because you could argue and say, I'm not going to kill the girl that got raped because she's honest. But bottom line, if you had an animal that was worshipped, I don't care how, for Avodah Zarah, it should become a sufer korban. Because it's sensitive to bring an animal to its korban. What's the honest rahmana patre? Honest rahmana patre is putte from honest. What does it mean, rahmana patre? I'm going to poter you from onesh. The Na'ara goes and they got raped, she's pitura from a punishment. So therefore, you're right. The Oved Avodah Zarah, I'll say Patre, he's not Hayav Mitah for worshipping Avodah Zarah, the Goy. But that doesn't affect the animal itself, the reborning is Korban or not? So yes, Aharon. No? No? Exactly. Doesn't make her big. It's a good point. Doesn't make her a Pitura. She's Patur. Patre means Patre from Onish. Not Patur from reality. Reality, this animal was worshipped. So what's the Raya? So yes, Aharim HaMochichim Mikan, that this Yesod of Onish Rahmana Patre Enu Mishum Choser Peshi'ah. It's not, the explanation is, we always understood it, because why Onish Rahmana Patre? Because you weren't a Poshaya. You weren't malicious. Ena Mishum Shema'aseh Na'asa Mahmat Onis. It sounds like this. An action that was done under an Onis, Eno Hashuv. It's not Hashuv, Bedin Torah, Ki'ilu Lo Na'asa Al Yedei Osehu. Ela Ka Na'aseh Me'elav. We don't consider it as it happened by the guy that did it, or that was a victim of it. It's as if something that happened by itself. But again, that's why you're patur. Because there's no onus on something you didn't do. ומשום כך גם אין הבהמה שנעבדה מחמת אונס נאסרת משום שמעשה ההשתחוויה. This bowing, you don't attribute to the guy that bowed. He didn't bow. Because it's an honest. We don't consider that a bowing. And therefore, it's only a bowing that was done by the owner is asur. When it's done by honest, it's not a ma'aseh. It's like something that's invisible, that didn't happen. It's not the pshat. You bowed, but you were under duress. You didn't bow. It's the pshat. Now, you're right. By the lady that got raped, we don't consider that a ma'aseh was done to her. In reality, of course, we know she's raped. So if she's asked not to go in. But a ma'aseh to consider her guilty of a death penalty, she was passive. We didn't consider anything happened to her. It happened by itself. Mimela by the Avodah Zarah itself. You're right. On the video camera, the goy bowed down to this animal. But the ma'aseh, there was a gun to his head. Once the Torah sees there's a gun to his head, that action is not considered attributed to the guy that did it. Therefore, there's no action over here. Therefore, mimela, you patur from Onish. Therefore, you patur mimela from. There was no Oved Avodah Zarah over here. And therefore, there's mumutah to bring us a question. That's the Gemara's question. I, Onish Rahmana Patre. So you're telling me the case of Onish in the Braita. We had a Braita. What did the Braita say? The goy is forced to bow down to the Avodah Zarah. You cannot bring it as a Qurban. He goes, why can't you bring it as a Qurban? Onish Rahmana Patre. So Gemara says, Ela Amar Abba. Abba says like this. Hakol ayu bichlal, lo ta'ovdem. When the Torah says lo ta'ovdem, it's klal. Any type of service to the animal is asur. What does it mean? Any ones, shogei, all were in the klal. Ushiparat decha katuv. However, then the Torah comes along and says v'chay bahem velo shiyamut bahem. The Torah then comes along and says what? That the Torah is given, the high bahim. Torah is given that you should live by the mitzvot, but lo shiyamut bahim, yatsa ones. So from there, ones was removed. Because ones, it's causing you to die. You bow down, otherwise I'm going to kill you. And if somebody threatened his friend, if you don't bow down, otherwise I'm going to kill you, so yatsa ones. So you have a klal, prat, hadar, katam, rahmana, but then we have another pasuk that says what? Velo tehalelu etchem kochi. Don't desecrate my name. It sounds like in any situation, afilu be honest, that even if they're going to force you by honest to go against the Torah, don't desecrate my name. Haketzad. Now, how are you going to, you have a contradiction. That one pasuk is telling you, v'haibahim. V'haibahim meaning, you got to live by the mitzvot. Honest is, you're not obligated to die. The other pasuk says, lo tehalilu. Even give up your life. How do you reconcile? Haketzad. Bistin'ha, bistin'ha. Ve'ha, befaresh'ya. It all depends. Which means, the pasuk that tells you don't have to give up your life for Avodah Zarah, or for an Isur. For Isur, if it's honest, that's the one that's in private. The pasuk is, don't tahalilu etchem kochi. That is really befaresh'ya. Which means, it's asur for Adam to obey Avodah Zarah even if he has to give up his is live over there. That's considered Maaseh Shel Avodah Zarah. And therefore, a behema that was ne'evedet b'farhesya afilu be'ones is going to be asur. And that's the case of the braita. She's the braita that came along and said, that what? You have an animal, and the animal was worshipped by ones. You can't bring it as a korban. So we said, what do you mean? Ones rahmana patre. Ones rahmana patre b'tzina'ah. However, b'farhesya, if there was 10 people watching it and things like that, and the goy went and he worshipped Avodah Zarah, even by force, in that case he should have taken his life. But he worshipped Avodah Zarah even under duress in front of 10 people, in that case with Avodah Zarah is considered Avodah Zarah, therefore the animal is going to become indeed asur to bring as a korban. So Gemara says, according to this over here, Amar Rabban Rava, Tanya de Mesayalach. I'll bring you a braita that proves you what you just said. Bimusya'ot of the Kukavim. What's the Bimusya'ot? Those are pedestals of the Goyim that they established them Bishata Gezerah, which means when the Gezerah the Malchut made a Gezerah that what the Jewish people cannot fulfill its vote, because he wants to get the Jewish people to worship Avodah Zarah, the government made laws. Afapisha Gezerah Batla, even though the Gezerah now became Batel, Otam Bimusya'ot Lo Batlu. Those pedestals remain Beisur. Which means what? Because you have an Avodah Zarah that was done before Hesya, is considered Avodah Zarah and it's Osirit the item. Which means these Bimusya'ot were done when? At the time that the Goyim were forcing the Jewish people to worship Avodah Zarah. And what? It was Mefarishya. It was a time when everybody was watching us to do it, forcing us, or being honest, or being forced. But what? It says, even though the Gezerah went away, the Mimusyot still become Asur. So what do you see from here? He says, Mukhach she'avodah zarah b'farishya, be honest, hal shem avodah zarah l'hefetz ne'ibad. It becomes asur over here. There's no bitul. Good. So Gemara says, no proof. Why? Amar lehu. If that's your proof that Avodah Zarah that's done be honest with Farhesya is asur, even though it's be honest, no proof. Lot to sayan. Imar, because I'll say, you know what? These are asur. Yisrael mumar hava. Exactly. Who told you that the reason why these bemushiot are asurot is because it's an ones mefarhesya, and therefore ones mefarhesya, the item is considered asur. Maybe the guy that worshipped this item was Yisrael Mumar. He was a renegade Jew that did it berazon. You don't know, sometimes you have the Jews at the time of the Gezerah, they're thrilled to worship the Avodah Zarah. So I'll tell you, bemushiot, at the time of the Gezerah, the Goyim, it's asur even if the Gezerah went away. Why? Because who knows who worshipped it? Could be this Avodah Zarah was worshipped by a renegade Jew that did it beratzon. So you have to, I can argue, maybe the guys that really did it be honest, even be farhesyat, honest is mutar. You cannot hold the guy responsible, it's become asur. But this case was talking about beratzon. So Yomar says, Levashe Amar Lotema Emar. Don't say Emar meaning maybe. The way he answered the question, maybe. Ela vaday Yisrael mumarava upalach leberasod. He comes along and says, for sure that's what happened over there. That he had Yisrael mumar and he did it berasod. Which means, he says, look at the way that she says. Now, Rashi is saying reality here. Look at that she's lashon. Vaday Yisrael mumar. Di ifshar bechola ovdin. In the time of religious persecution, and you have all these people now succumbing to the pressure, shelo yeh ben echad mumar. There's got to be at least one mumar in the mix, not a safek. Acharis shelo et yisrael yadam mata. You see the Jewish people, the hand is low. And therefore, it's not a safek. It's a vaday that is yisrael mumar there. Now go, which one? Which one was by Yisrael, which one was not? Therefore, all the baby sort we remain asur. Oh, so now the Gemara comes along and says like this. So again, what do we have over here? We started off the Gemara with trying to prove a animal that belongs to somebody else can the goy who bows down to it or said it. So initially we said, because we have an honest case. And the honest case must be that the goy forced himself and bowed to his friend's animal against his friend's will. And we see the animals are sued. No, it's talking about where he forced the guy himself to do it. So that's what Gemara said. He forced himself. Why should the animal become a sud? It's honest. Honest ra'ona patre. The Gemara says that no. That it was done b'faresia. And b'faresia, it's going to be a sud. And the Gemara says, oh, have a ra'ya that b'faresia is a sud, be honest. They have no ra'ya. That ra'ya was not been able to be proven. Now the Gemara comes along and says another answer to the original question, which means one said that a person cannot osir his friend's animal, and the other one said he can. Well, make up your mind. How do you going to answer it? Gemara says, verses like this. Haskia amar, kegon shnisech la'avodat kochavim yay al karneha. Oh, so what did he do? He took wine, and he poured it on the avodah zarah of the animal between its horns. Okay, what does this do? Look at Rashi. Hizki Amar. Le'olam ones diktani. You have a blaita. What did the blaita say? A guy does it be'ones, the animal becomes asur. You know what that case is talking about? She'anas behemat hadero. You're right. He took his friend's animal. But there's no stira. The reason why the animal becomes asur. It's one thing if he were to bow down to his friend's animal. I'm bowing down is less. But to go to his friend's animal and pour wine in between his horns, as the Gemara is going to prove later on, that's already a ma'aseh. And even if you do it to your friend's animal, it can be osirit. Even if it's honest, which means there's two types of honest. If the guy goes and bows to his friend's animal, could be it's mutar. Because honest, rahman apatre, what do you want from the guy? But what? Oh, you can't osir somebody else's item. Mashenkin, when you go to somebody else's item, even against his wife, you do a maaseh gadol, like pouring wine between his horns. Oh, that's already a maaseh. And even if it was done be'ones, it is indeed going to become asur. That's the Gemara's chiluk. Matkif la'arav adabar ahava. Hay ni'ibadhu. Gemara says, is that called ni'ibad just because he poured wine between the animal's horns? Does that make the item exactly? The animal becomes like the pedestal. It's the wine that's the nisuch. It's not that he's worshipping the animal. He's pouring wine like on a mizbeah. He's pouring wine on a bimus. And then with the bimus, should not become asud. Which means it's a service. It's a shimush la'avodah zarah. Lashi. V'hai ni'ibad havai. Bitmiha. Ni'ibad. Look, you're calling that animal ni'ibad. It's not called ni'ibad. The animal is not the avodah zarah. Ela she'asata bima atzma. Avodah zarah. Exactly. When do you call it ni'ibad? Which we're discussing. When you made the animal itself an avodah zarah. However, here v'habimus be'alma shavya. That's the point. An animal does not become asur as a mishamish.
If you serve it.
If you serve it, of course it becomes avodah zarah. Mashi'enkin, to become a mishamish for avodah zarah, it doesn't apply to animals. And therefore, in this case over here, you gave me an answer. Oh, well, you know what he did? The guy didn't stand bow down to the animal. He poured wine between his horns. She poured wine, big deal. That doesn't make the animal avodah zarah. It sounds like the wine, he's serving the wine. That's the isud. But he's pouring the wine in the mizbeah, like on a platform. And then the animals are mishamish. That's not called ni'ibad.
Why is it not ni'ibad? If he's pouring wine, it's not
Because I'm not worshiping the animal. I'm pouring the wine on a platform, it's like.
And he's bound.
No, that's not the case. The case is, exactly. The case is about Stam. He's like, he's pouring the wine to another Abu Dazara. He's pouring it on the between the things of the animal. He was assuming he didn't worship the animal. When you're bound to the animal, he's bound to the animal. Ela amara brava. Kegon shenisech la yayin ben kaneha. De'avad b'ma'aseh. Oh, which means he actually worshipping it. The first case was what? Al karneha. Now this is what?
The first one was pouring.
Pouring it, not for it. Now it's yayin ben karneha for it. Okay? Like we understood originally. He's doing it for it, and if we made it Abu Dazara. Good. That's she. כגון שניסק לשעשה ואתם קרבים ועשה במעשה הבא בשתחבאה או עבודה אחרת. Oh, don't say anything. So if the Hava Amina was, we thought it was not for the animal, and the answer is it was for the animal. They're bad. Oh, but what? So we're making a chiluk now. Hezekiah is a very important chiluk. When you worship somebody else's animal, it depends. If you did it just by bowing, that's not considered a big maaseh. Not going to be osedit. But if you did a maaseh gadol, like pouring wine in between its swords for the sake of the Avodah Zarah, that's going to be a... So that's the way he wants to make the chiduk. The Gemara says, I'll prove it to you. V'chiha de'ata ula amar b'hanan. When ula came from Eretz Yisrael, anybody that came from Eretz Yisrael always had in his pocket statements from Rabbi Hanan. Because Rabbi Hanan was the chief rabbi in Eretz Yisrael. So that's what you always see. V'chiha ata amar Rabbi Hanan. They brought in the name of Rabbi Hanan. What did he say? Clearly, even though they said if you bow down to your friend's animal, it doesn't become asud. Asud meaning for the mizbeach, because an animal doesn't become asud anyway. For hidyot, even if the guy worshipped the animal for avodah zarah, for hidyot it's mutar. The only isud is for the mizbeach. When does it become asud for the mizbeach? B'maaseh. So Gemara says, Amar Lulav Nachman. So Rav Nachman heard this statement over here, got excited. He said, "Puku ve'amru le le'ula." He says, "Go tell Ula." See, Ula brought a statement from Rabbi Hanan. So Ula was excited. Oh, listen to this chiddush over here. I'm telling you, there's a chiluk between bowing and actually doing a ma'aseh. So they send a message to Ula. "Puku ve'amru le le'ula." Kevar targema ravuna l'shmatik bebavel. Already this statement has been in Babel for a while already. We explained this already in Babel. The Amar of Huna, Haita behemat habero, Revutza befne avodat kukabim, Kevan sheshachad basiman echad asara. Which means, you have a behemat habero. What's Revutza? It's sitting, it's lying down in front of the avodah zara. Kevan sheshachad, but once you come along, and you slaughter even one siman of the animal, l'shem avodah zarah, asara, because of taklovet avodat kochavim. Now, what do you want to say over here? So he said, "Dainu she'asura af lehidyot mishum taklovet avodah zarah mekevan she'asa b'maaseh la'avodah zarah, aval legavoh pesura afilu k'deshata shelo l'shem avodat kochavim mishum she'naasta b'alavnum utrefa." That continues. Ata Rab Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar Rav Yohanan. He came from Eretz Yisrael. He quoted Rav Yohanan. Apapi she'amro mishtachave lebale ha'im lo asran. Even though we learned, if you bow down to an animal for the sake of avodah zarah, does not become asud. You cannot osed bale ha'im for hidyot, meaning it's not asud hana. However, asa'an halipin la'avodat kochavin asran. But if you made it a halipin, you switched it with an avodah zarah, it becomes asur. What does it mean, switched it? The Ainu, he says. No, you have Rashi. Rashi, halipin, fourth line. He halifan b'avodat kochavim. Shaita lo avodat kochavim. The guy had avodah zarah. V'chlifa le'ovet kochavim b'behemto. So he switched the avodah zarah for his animal. So in that case over there, the halipin, so the animal becomes asur. So the guy bows to an animal, that doesn't make the animal asur. But when you take a mamash avodah zarah that is asur bahana, a regular avodah zarah, and you switch it for the behemah, now the behemah takes on the din of a regular avodah zarah. So the halipin side of it will become a din of avodah zarah, therefore the animal becomes a surbanah. So there's a difference between worshipping it itself or switching it for an avodah zarah. Switching it is worse because it's coming from a real avodah zarah. Ki ata ravin amar peliki ba Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan. Had amar halipin asurin, halipe halipin mutarin. Had amar afilu halipe halipin me asurin. Okay, question: how far does it go? Some want to say that the first transfer is asur, halipin asurin, but the next transfer you switch that to something else.
Exchange of exchange.
Exchange of the exchange. That already is mutarin. And some want to say no. Even halife, halipin, no matter how many times you switch,
every item
becomes asur. Right?
By switching to the second item, the first item is still...
We'll see that. The Gemara says he's going to talk about that exactly. Good. So the Gemara says, "My ta'ama de mandamar halipi halipin asurin." What's the pshara according to the mandamar that says? The halipin becomes asur. Okay, now you took this item and you transferred it for another item. So then another item becomes asur. Halipin, halipin becomes asur. Why does it keep on going? Amar kera. Vayita harem kamohu. That's by Abu Dazara. It says vayita harem, and it will be harem. It will be asur kamohu. It says kol she'atam mehayem mimenu, which means anything that literally comes from the Abu Dazara. Anything that comes to you from the Abu Dazara, whether it came to you by selling the Abu Dazara. Whether it came to you by way of, it came to you by transferring or making a halipin, a switch with the avodah zarah. Harehu kamohu. So the hayita harem, anything that became as a result of the avodah zarah becomes kamohu, becomes like the avodah zarah. So that's where he learns it from. V'idach. What about the other rabbi? Amar kera. Who v'lo halipin halipin. The pasuk says, "Only it itself." Ki harem hu.
That piece is under.
Right, that the halipin that comes from the avodah zarah, but not past that. That's the machloket, which means only avodah zarah can osir the halipin, but the halipin of avodah zarah cannot osir the next item. Okay, who osir? But lo halipin shelo osir. V'idach. What does the other rabbi do with who? Because he learns it's halipin, halipin, halipin.
Everything.
He keeps on transferring. V'idach. Ha'u mevayle lemeute orla bekelei hakerem shim mechalan vekidesh bedbeim mekudeshet. Orla is asur b'hana'a. First 3 years of a tree, right? The perot. What else you have? You have kelei hakerem. That's where you have a vine of grapes with hita next to each other, so it's a hybrid. So that becomes also a subhanah, kelei hakerem. Okay, let's say you took kelei hakerem and you sold it. Now you have the money. So is that money become asur? So the pasuk says, davka b'avodah zarah. Who? That only avodah zarah's halipin becomes asur. But the halipin of orna b'kelei hakerem, I can make a kedusha lady with it. Meaning it's considered mutar bana'a. If it was asur bana'a, can I mikadesh a lady with it? Right? Tareyad mikudesh li, it's gonna be my money. So the hadush of the who of the avodah is only by avodah zara the halipin becomes asur. But if I make a halipin by kelea kerem, that money doesn't become asur. And if I can mikadesh a lady with it.
Who could you sell the kelea
kerem? Yeah, there's anyone.
He sold it to somebody. Not that he shouldn't sell it. But the money doesn't become asur. You shouldn't sell it to somebody. It's asur b'hana'ah. Can I give
the
asur b'hana'ah?
The money is not asur b'hana'ah.
But the money that you get from the transfer doesn't become asur b'hana'ah.
I thought he gave it to his lady being asur also. But
no, he didn't give the kelei hakerem. No. Kelei hakerem is asur b'hana'ah. The guy's mekadesh b'kelei hakerem.
No. The money he sold.
Right. He sold the kelei hakerem to the guy. Guy gave him 100 rahs. So that's
the who.
So that the halipin of avodah zarah becomes asur, but halipin of kelei hakerem, no.
No.
That's the who.
And who means halipin, halafeh, halipin.
Right. Any type
of halipin from Abu Dazara.
Right. Rashi, lemute orna, והכי משמע הוא תופס את דמיו כדאמרן כל שאתה מהיה anything that comes from the עבודה זרה takes on the איסור of עבודה זרה אבל עורלה היא אסורה בכל מקום שהיא אבל דמיה אינה תופסת לאוסלן והיא מכרן וקידש בדמיהם מקודשת אתה לא מתפסה באסורה אתה לא תקת איסור וממנה הוא אני אסכסת את זה ואף על גב תהיו אסור את הנויה מנהיו he made an איסור he wasn't allowed to sell the orla but doesn't make the money asur miwa yana matyale al yede orla but iu lo me orla kamatya which means it's not orla itself it's from orla so from orla doesn't get the asur bedavi kedushay shabal etone menam drabaran asur he just writes over here umnam asur kadesh isha bemaot elu what do you mean you just said you can't make kadesh mishum shebezeu nehne mepirot haorla o kelei hakerem shehaya bereshuto indirectly he's benefiting from the kelei hakerem that was in his aval mitkayem mitkadshim bedamim elu lo kibla perot haorla which means the one that received it she didn't receive any haorla therefore kedushim is a kedushim he shouldn't do it like a tayla either
right
because bottom line indirectly he's benefiting from the haorla that he sold but she is not benefiting from the orla because she's only getting to her it's just money she didn't get pirot orla therefore the kiddushin is a kiddushin okay good now we continue v'idach the other rabbi what's the other rabbi the other rabbi learned from what it says who what does he learn the who to teach me that only the first halipin becomes asur but not halipin oh So where does he know Orla from? So it says, V'idach, Orla v'kelei hakerem, lo tzarichi mi'uta. I don't need a mi'ut from there. Da'av yalu avadad kevim ushbi'in shnei kedurim ke'ahad, ko shnei kedurim ke'ahad, im melamedim. He says, I got a special pasuk, by the way. Sorry. I have a pasuk ba'avodah zara to tell me that what? The halipin becomes asur. And I have another pasuk by shivi'it. By the perot of shivi'it that's going to teach me also that the halipin of Shivit also takes on the isur of Shivit. We have a rule. Whenever you have two pesukim that teach me the same item, I say that the law only applies to that item and not to anything else. So if I don't need a pasuk to tell me a mi'ut by orla, I have shnei ketupim ma'bein ke'ahad. So once it's these two pesukim, it's tafka, and these two pesukim that has the halipin rule. Now, we only learned the avodah zarah pasuk. What's the Shivit pasuk? So Gemara says, avodat kukavim ha'da'amnam. We learned that already. Right? The head and come on. Shvi'i tichtiv ki yovel hu. I'm sorry, ki yovel hi. Kodesh tiyeh lachem. Now yovel and shemitah are the same law. Yovel is like a shemitah. Correct? Yovel is the din of shemitah. It says ki yovel hi. Kodesh tiyeh lachem. It'll be kodesh. Whatever grows in yovel is kodesh. It's like shemitah. Ma kodesh tofes et damav. Oh, we're comparing it to kodesh. Just like things of kedusha. Hegdesh, you could put the item on the money. I could transfer the kedusha from the item to the money. The asur, and the money becomes asur. Good. So therefore, the item that you transfer the shibirit to becomes asura. From the fact that it calls it kodesh, it's not like kodesh. The Gemara says, you're treating it like kodesh. Ima kodesh tofes dama biyotzei lecholin. How does kodesh work? The kedusha goes off the kodesh and goes to the money, and the kodesh becomes holin. Are you going to tell me to send me my shivita? Af shivit tofes the dameh biyotzei lecholin. Are you going to tell me that when you transfer the shivit, become the perot now become holin? No, tamud lomar tihiyeh. It says yovel he kodesh tihiyeh b'havayatateh. It remains the isur.
And the kedusha goes to the other.
So therefore, you have perot. You transferred. You made a deal. Give me a piece of meat. So now the perot remains shemitah, and the piece of meat now, you have to deal with it like shemitah. We'll see how you deal with a piece of meat with shemitah, but that's the name of shemitah.
Right.
So Gemara says, give me the case. Gemara gives you a case. Haketzad lakach beperot shivit bazar. You sold the perot shivit, you bought meat. Elu veelu mitbarim b'shivit. They both have the laws of bi'ud. What's the laws of bi'ud? As long as there's fruit in the field, you can eat in your house. From that fruit. Once there's no more fruit in the field, you gotta make it ifkir, you gotta get rid of it. So similarly, as long as you can eat the fruit, you can eat the misa meat. Once the fruit becomes asur, the meat becomes asur, also you have to make an ifkir. But the meat and the fruit both take on the isur of Shemitah. Good? Now Gemara says, continue the story. Lakach bebasar dagim. You sold the meat and you bought fish. Yatsa basar v'nichnesu dagim. So the basar becomes mutan, the dagim become asur.
Transfers.
But dagim yayin. Now you bought wine. Yatsa dagim, the fish become mutar, v'nichnes yayin. But yayin shemen. Yatsa yayin v'nichnes shemen. Haketsa, what's the basic rule of it? Aharon, aharon, nitfas b'shmi'it. Ufri atzmo asur. But the pairing itself always remained the isur.
Bookends.
Oh, bookends. So, exactly. So now, what do you see from over here? Comes out. We ask the question.
He doesn't need him.
We ask the question. What do you do with the word who? Because the other rabbi, who comes and teaches me? Right. No. Who teaches me that it only applies to Avodah Zarah, but it doesn't apply to Orla and what do you call it? And Kilakirin. That those items, the Halipin, the Kiddushah doesn't go on them. The Yisur doesn't go on them. Because it says by Avodah Zarah, who? Says, where's the other rabbi learned that from? You don't need to learn them. Shnei Ketuvim Abin Kehan. It says by Avodah Zarah, only it and not the Halipin. It says by Shivirit. It says by Avodah Zarah, Vahita Herim, that the item becomes asur as well, and it says by Shavit that the item becomes asur as well. So these are the only two items. But Orlan Kelei Kerem, no. So therefore, I don't need the word who to exclude Orla. I know that from Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Kehad. So therefore, I can use the who to come and tell me that what who velo halipe halipin. Oh, the idach, the other rabbi
who uses it.
What do you need the who for? You have Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Kehad. And therefore, learn from the Shnei Ketuvim. Because we have a famous Mahloket, by the way. Some say, even though you have Shnei Ketuvim Keihad, you can still learn to other cases. So if it was only from the two Pesukim, I would have said, you have Shivirit to tell me you can make a Halipin. You have Avodah Zarah to make a Halipin. You know what? I can learn a third case, Orla also. Because he holds Shnei Ketuvim Keihad, you can learn other cases. That's why it's tariq, lemehu, lemeotim. That's why you needed the who to come and exclude Orla and Kileakir. Because if it wasn't for that, I would learn from the two meotim. I would hear the third one. That's why you needed the who to remember. So everything is accounted for according to all the shittur.
We begin the Mishnah. Shalu et azekinim beromi. So the philosophers, the of the kuchavim, they asked the hachamim in Rome. אם אין רצונו בעבודת כוכבים, למה אינו מבטלה? If God doesn't care for עבודה זרה, so why doesn't he just destroy it? אמרו להם, so the rabbis answered, אילו לדבר שאין צורך לעולם, בו היו עובדים. If the green would worship things that the world doesn't need, היה מבטלו, so God would nullify them. הדהן עובדים לחמה וללבנה ולכוכבים ולמזלות. At the end of the day, they bow down, they worship the sun, the moon, the stars, the מזלות, the planets, galaxies. יובדו או יובד עולמו בפני השוטים. But he wants God to destroy his world because of the fools. Well, he's going to destroy the sun, and then there's not going to be any more world left. אמרו להם, so they sent back, Im ken, yoved davar she'en tzorich la'olam bo. So let God destroy the avodah zarah that are not essential to the world. V'yani'ach davar she'tzorich la'olam bo. And leave the things that are essential. Amru lahen, af anu mahzikin yedei ovdehem shel elu. By doing that, you're only strengthening the hands of the people that worship those items. שאומרים תדעו שהן אלוהות שלהן לא ביטלו. Which means those that worship the sun now have a claim. They say, see, that must be we're right. Because the other Avodah Zarah was batel. How come we didn't batel this? So therefore by choosing which one to be mebatel and which one not to be mebatel, you're only strengthening the Avodah Zarah that was not batel. So God says, all or nothing. We're not going to destroy anything. Gemara. Tan Rabbanan She'alu Philosophin. That's the philosophers. Et hazakenim berumi im Elohim en ritzono ba'avodat kochavim v'pneima enu v'batela. Amru lahem ilu ledavar she'en ha'olam tzorech lo kayu ovdin harehu v'batela harehen ovdin l'hamav l'lebanav l'kochavim l'mazalot ovid olam v'pnei ha'shotim ela olam kemenhago noheg. The world runs in the normal order. V'shotim she'kelkelu, and the fools that destroyed and corrupted the world, atidim nitenet adin, at the end they'll get theirs, they'll pay in judgment. Davar acher, another thing they told them, hare shegazal se'ah shel chatin, a guy stole a se'ah of wheat, ve'alak bezara'ah bekarka, and he planted it in the ground, dinu shelo tetzmach, according to justice it shouldn't grow. Stolen goods. The earth should protest and not cause it to grow. But what? The world runs in its natural order. But the fools that corrupted the world, again, you see, the world goes according to the natural order. The guy commits adultery. Din hu shelo tetaber. Justice says she shouldn't get pregnant. She gets pregnant. And the fools that corrupted the world, they'll pay their punishment. So again, you see, the world runs according to its order. Regarding adultery, the Shtakish said, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Dayan Rishayim, She'osim Sela Sheli Pumbi. It's not enough that the Rishaim, they make my coin in public. What does that mean that she says? She'osim Sela Sheli Pumbi. Roshim Sheli She'ani Roshimbo. The emblem that God puts on the coin. It's referring to the Tzilim Elohim that God puts on every human being. Osin Efker Lakol. She kol harotzer lachtom bo yachtom bo klo shvoyim ala ilba, which means they take God's image, which is his emblem on the coin, so to speak, on the face of a person, and they make it pumbi. Pumbi in this case means they just make it hefker. They put his stamp anywhere they want. They go with the eshet ish, they cause her to get pregnant, they bring a mamzer into the world, and they're taking God's holy image and they're putting it on the mamzer. Osim et selach sheli pumbi. Not only that, but lashematrichin oti. They cause me to do it. And God has to bring the baby into the world. Umahtimim oti baal kurhi. And they cause me to put my stamp against my will. The stamp of Tzilim Elohim. They go fool around. Osim et chotami pumbi. They don't care. And now I have to go and stamp the Tzilim Elohim against my will on a mamzer. But again, it's to the point, Olam ki menago noheg. The world runs according to the natural order. Sha'al, philosophos, Ehad, philosopher, Rabban Gamliel, Ketub bedoratchem, Ki Hashem Elohecha esh ochilahu El Kana. So the understanding of El Kana, is a jealous God, or an angry God, that takes revenge. Meprema mitkane be'ovdeha ve'en mitkane ba. So he asked the philosopher, why doesn't God take revenge against the Avodah Zarah itself? Why does he take the revenge against the worshippers of the Avodah Zarah? Go after the Avodah Zarah itself. Amar lo imshol lecha mashal lema davar dome. I'll tell you a mashal what it's analogous to. Lemelech basar v'adam shaya lo ben echad. A king had a son, one only son. Ve'otu ha-ben haya migadil lo et ha-kelev. And the son, he raised a dog. Ve'ayla lo shem al shem aviv. And he named the dog after his father. Ushu nishba. And when the son makes a shivu'ah, omer, b'haye kelev abba. He says, I swear in the name of the dog, and he says his father's name. But he calls his father a dog. When the father hears that, who does the father get angry at? Who does he get angry at? The son who gets angry at the dog? אמר לו, כלב אתה קורא אותה? והלו יש בה ממש. Now before that, that's what the philosopher came back. So again, so you see, Borei Olam says, he gets angry at the one that's worshipping the Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah is nothing. It's a dog. Doesn't know anything. This guy that's making the dog his father, Kiviyachol is making the dog his God, so the real father gets angry at the guy. What are you making? You're making from your father a dog. So he gets angry at the worshipper. So he called it, so this mashal, the Avodah Zarah is compared to a dog. So the philosopher got offended. He said, Kelev ata kole ota. You call the Avodah Zarah a dog? Hello, yesh ba mamash. You see, it has something. The Avodah Zarah does something. It has some powers. Amar lo, umaraita. What do you mean? Where do you see that powers? What happened? Amar lo, b'mahat nafla deleka bi'irin. So one time there was a fire in the city. V'nesrefa kol ha'ir kulla. The whole city was burnt. V'oto bet avodat kuchavim lo nisraf. And you see the place of the avodat kuchavim wasn't burnt. So you see it has kohot, must have powers. אמר לו, אפשר לך משל למה הדבר דומה? אני אגיד לי משל על נת. מלך בשר ודם ששרחה עליו מדינה. You have a king, mortal king, flesh and blood, that is a country, the country rebelled against him. כשהוא עושה מלחמה, when he goes to fight, who does he fight against? עם החיים הוא עושה, או עם המתים הוא עושה? Who does he take the revenge against? The living or the dead? ואומר, עם החיים הוא עושה. He goes after the living. Which means, this Avodah Zarah is nothing. It's dead. So therefore, when you take revenge against the city, when you got to waste the time on Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah is dead. He takes the revenge against the people that are living in the city. Amar Leh, so he got offended again. He said, Kelev ata kore ota, met ata kore ota. What, you call Avodah Zarah dead? Im ken, yuvdena mena olam. Back to the story again. If it's dead and it's a dog, so let God destroy it from the world. Why does God let the Avodah Zarah exist? Amar lo, back to the same answer. Ilu davar she'en ha'olam sarich lo ayu avdim, areu mevatela. If they would serve things that are non-essential to the world, he would get rid of it. Hareen avdim lehama, v'lelebala, lekochavim, lemazalot. Laafikim, Afikim is, I guess, the springs of water. Ulgiyut. What's Giyut?
Valleys.
Yuvdu olamo v'pneshotim. What do you want, God to destroy his world because of the fools? V'chenu omer, according to Pasuk. Pasuk says, where's the Pasuk? In Sefanya. Asof, asif. It's rhetorical. Asof asif kol me'al pnei adama ne'um Hashem. You want me to collect and gather in everything that's al pnei adama, whatever the items they worship, you want me to take them back? Asif adamu behema. Like, you want me to take all the adam, all the behema that they worship? Asif of hashamayim u'dgayam. Should I take away all the birds and all the fish in the sea? Hamakshelot et arsha'im. When the Rishayim stumble on and worship Avodah Zarah, v'chi mipnei sh'Rishayim nechshalim behem, ye'abedem min ha'olam, because the Rishayim stumble on these things, they should be taken away from the world. V'halo le'adam hem ovdim. They also worship man. They make themselves a deity. So what? V'chrati et ha'adam me'al pnei adama. Should I get rid of all human beings? He also destroyed the world because of them. And therefore, olam kimenago, no, hey.
ברוך אדוני לעולם, אמן ואמן.